It's Tim Seymour, portfolio manager of the Amplify Seymour Cannabis ETF, ticker CNBS, your ticket to investing in the exciting high-growth cannabis sector. And this is the Cannabis Weekly, where we focus you, the investor, in on the news moving the sector and our approach to investing in it. Our ETF, CNBS, is an active ETF strategy focusing on what we believe are the most important themes and sector trends that you should have exposure to as cannabis markets continue to grow and evolve. Being active means we're able to invest in real time around these trends rather than waiting for rebalancing. I'm Tim Seymour. I've been investing in cannabis from its early stages and combine that with my experience as a portfolio manager in emerging markets and one who invests in early stage asset classes. That's certainly where we are. And in the Cannabis Weekly, we're going to give you a look at the market. We're going to give you a look at the macro, and we're going to talk about our portfolio. And as we come off of 420 and what's typically a really exciting time for the sector, it was a week where I think we highlighted the lack of federal progress. I think we've had fresh reminders of where some of the sequential growth continues to be under some pressure. And then we've also just been reminded that cannabis markets are going to underperform in a market dislocation that we see more broadly in markets. And if you look at the price action, cannabis stocks set new lows last week as we look at the price action on a five-day look back through the end of Friday, April 22. You can see that the five-day moves were at the bottom of the list. Companies like Ayr Wellness, which was down 23% and continues to struggle. Some of the Canadian names, though, Canopy Growth down 18% on a five-day. Looking to Tilray, down 12.9%, getting more into some of the U.S. names, which were certainly outperformers. GTI, down 4%. Curaleaf, down 2.8%. Cresco Labs, down 56 basis points. TerrAscend, down 1.2%. So you did have some outperformance, especially in those companies that were getting pretty exciting news releases out of New Jersey. So the New Jersey launches finally get off very strong demand, and we'll see where the follow-through is. But from a sentiment perspective for the sector, certainly positive, certainly highlights where those companies that are positioned in New Jersey will have very high margin growth and will be able to counterbalance some of the pressure that they may be seeing in other states. A lot of this is priced in. We just came back from the Benzinga Cannabis Conference. The whole issue of margins is one we talked about with a lot of different companies. The sense we get and the sense that I would assess in terms of the market overall is that the market just isn't confident that the 30% EBITDA margin profile that most of the CEOs will tell you without question they expect to be over the foreseeable. So not necessarily up in the 40s and 50s and even low 60s where someone like Trulieve at one point started, but the sense that when they even work through some of the price pressure, some of the pressure in wholesale prices, et cetera, that's where the sector will end up. What does that mean in terms of valuations? Well, still a lot of uncertainty on where to be pricing the sector in a world where you still have Section 280E or punitive federal taxing, the inability of a lot of these companies to generate true real cash flow. And that's why also for a lot of investors, the sense here is what is adjusted EBITDA? And should we really be pricing these companies if they have significant tax obligations? All of these are fair questions. Markets have priced in a lot of pain. And let's get into some of the macro here. Sales in Jan and Feb down about 4% relative to the fourth quarter average. So sequentially, you know, where have we started the year? If you listen to a couple of the companies, Curaleaf was out there saying they see March month over month growth and April strength. So you've actually turned some of the corner. If you listen to Headset and all of the states that they surveyed show sequential drops for at least 1Q22 as reported so far. There is some sense that the established states like California grew sales 3.5%. If you look at Washington, down 11, Colorado down 13, Oregon down 15, Nevada down 16, some of the numbers that they've highlighted. But the newer rec med states in terms of, again, the year-over-year growth, up 28% in Michigan, up 22% in Mass, up 20% in Illinois, up 16% in Arizona. So you have some sense of, even with some very difficult COVID comps from a year ago, where the sector continues to actually come through and show decent growth. On New Jersey, I think just, you know, if you think about that in the context also of New York and Connecticut and where Maryland rec sales should come on in 23, there is some sense that a handful of the biggest MSOs are going to be well positioned from a margin perspective, as the East Coast is still going to be underserved, undersupplied. Wholesale prices will stay higher. I think the big news for the sector, unfortunately, continues to be on the federal side. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer stated he's going to introduce his cannabis bill before the congressional August recess, but essentially has acknowledged he will not meet the deadline for anything that could have consideration before midterms for sure, but that really not before the end of the year. And again, this draft was filed last summer, and it was overreaching and on some level really political gamesmanship, and a lot of people very frustrated with Schumer, a lot of people very frustrated with the White House. And a lot of folks within the cannabis space believe that actually this is going to be an issue the Republicans will take after midterm elections and will run with it and understand the popular, you know, kind of populist support for it, and that we've never really questioned whether this was a bipartisan issue. So let's talk more about that. CNBS down 8.04% last week. As we look at the top holdings in the book, continue to be dominated by U.S. multi-states. Green Thumb, 8.9% position. Curaleaf, 8.1% position. The leaders there, also some tech, some ancillary, and continue to have exposure to the debt sector, where we think there are good ways to invest and get high yields at a time when equities have been under pressure. As we look to the names in the portfolio, the only real news of note is that last week, closing of the RIV Capital deal, RIV, which is about a 2.5% position in the book as we speak, buying New York registered operator license Attain, so one of the original 10 licenses in New York, for just under $200 million, a deal that will certainly position this entity. And the Hawthorne folks, remember, are, you know, essentially the cannabis arm of the Scotts Miracle-Gro folks. So certainly some big strategic kind of roots there, and their interest in single state, but New York specifically, very clear here closing this deal. So pretty exciting time for them. And we'll keep you posted from there. This is the Cannabis Weekly for the week of April 25. I'm Tim Seymour. Speak to you soon.